Thank you, Mr. President. Uganda has the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement. The NAM underlines the necessity of enhancing and improving the work of human rights mechanisms as appropriate, including human rights treaty bodies, special procedures, expert groups, and the confidential procedures, bearing in mind the need to prevent politicization and double standards in the work of Human Rights Council mechanisms to enhance the effectiveness of the UN human rights system. The NAM expects that the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights should consider the existing challenges and national context and circumstances of member states to exercise objectivity, independence, and impartiality in his actions, to avoid selective approach in his actions and different categories of rights, and to favor constructive dialogue and cooperation over targeted criticism. The NAM also stresses the need for special procedures mandate holders to exercise their functions in full respect for and with strict observance of their mandates and the code of conduct for the special procedures mandate holders. We are concerned with the publication of unmandated and inauthentic reports from some country-specific mandate holders with the name of press release in the OCHA. The office should not become a source of producing out of mandate reports from special procedures, and the High Commissioner should ensure that his office credit is not misused. The NAM also underlines the need to ensure that human rights mechanisms and bodies aim at strengthening a capacity of the member states to implement their obligations on the promotion and protection of human rights upon their request and consent, as well as in the consultation with the respective states. We are seriously also concerned over the non-representation or underrepresentation of our member states in the staff of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, and also in the human rights treaty bodies and in the special procedures of the HRC. And we stress the need for ensuring adequate representation of the NAM member states based on the principle of equitable geographical distribution. Finally, Mr. President, the NAM also reiterates the importance of the Office of the High Commissioner in promoting and protecting the enjoyment and full realization of all